So you got to keep in mind now that that tune was written during the time of the Baroque period. So that tune was probably played like this. So I think I've recorded it like this. In around there, maybe a hair slower than that, might have even been a hair faster than that, but that I did a recording with that one with Jerry O'Sullivan. I did a counterpoint to it, so we tried to create kind of a baroque-ish feel to it, and it doesn't work when it's slow, it just doesn't work. So, I'm assuming that that was probably played around the speed I just played it, you know. And it sounds a little bit better if you get if you're doing with a group and then you have somebody that's going to do some harmony lines or counterpoint. It's just going to sound better than when you try to do that stuff when it's too slow. All right, what do you want to do next? You want to do the slides or you want to go back to more jigs or let's go back to reels. We got a lot of reels. Is reels good? Am I doing the right thing here? Let's do the Pretty Girls of Mayo, the Ships Are Sailing, and the Heathery Breeze, which is called the Tarbolton there, which is ridiculous. Because if you know the Tarbolton, you know the Tarbolton, Love for Collector, and the Sailor's Bonnet were recorded by Michael Coleman in the 1920s. He redid it in the 1940s. And I have the original recording here. I think I showed it to you before. I have the 78 players right over here. And, anyway, so. So, Pretty Girls of Mayo. I love Ships of Sailing. Great tune. And then. The Heather Breeze, or I always call it the Heather Breeze. But I think some people call it the Heathery Breeze. But for the since I was a kid, we've always called it the Heather Breeze. So I figured I was 50 years closer to the point of composition, so I've got to be somewhat right. I can't be all wrong. So, especially in this modern age of technology and people learning stuff with all these crazy names. So.